Hey, this is Ava Max, and this is The Steve Serrano Show.
The Steve Serrano Show. He talks with your favorite celebrities, gets the exclusive interviews, and never-before-seen performances.
I have to ask you a question before we even talk about your album and everything and your single. Is there honey in that coffee right now? That's what I need to know.
How did you know?
I've done my research. I really have. And I've never had coffee with honey before, ever.
So good. It's so good, but it has to be like warm with some like milk.
Okay. So a little bit of milk, a little bit of honey, and that's your go-to every single day, all day long, right?
Is that horrible? Is it too much sugar in the morning? It might be, but it's so good.
It's needed. It's needed, especially during this COVID period.
I know. It's gotten me through.
How has it been for you during this crazy pandemic that we never thought we would be in a year and a half ago?
I see heaven and hell behind you. It's been exactly heaven and hell.
It has.
It literally has been a roller coaster for a year.
How crazy was it when you moved to LA when you were 14, you came back when you were 17? How has LA really changed you?
It's changed me in a lot of ways, moving to LA from 9 years or so ago. I feel like, so cliche, I love LA. No, I actually do. I feel like I'm like morphed into myself here in LA. So I found myself here. So, you know, I can thank LA for that a little bit.
Now, you worked a lot with your family, right, when you moved there. Did you learn a lot from working with them? Some good, probably some bad, and maybe even some ugly, maybe?
I'm like, a little bit. I mean, I love my family so much. They've helped me with so much. But I, you know, management, I leave it to my managers. I wouldn't involve my family with that just because, you know, it's not my style. But I feel like they always manage me. My mom calls me. She's like, hey, are you drinking water? I'm like, oh, that's right. I dehydrated myself all day. Thanks, Mom.
So does she call you every single day then? Is it like an everyday call or text, or you're in trouble if you do not hear from her?
If I don't answer, she's like, are you good? Are you sleeping? I'm like, Mom, I'm not sleeping. I'm working.
That's good then. At least she's keeping up on you then, right?
Exactly.
So Kings and Queen went platinum. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I got to know, we know a little bit about the meaning of the song, but where were you? You wrote the song, correct?
Yeah.
Tell me where were you when you came up with this idea and everything. I think that's a really cool story.
Kings and Queens, I wrote it with my friends, Leland, Circuit, Madison Love, Red One. We had so much fun in the studio making it. Red One would come in and shred on his guitar. It was so much fun. I wish I could replay that moment, actually. I was in LA in a studio, and it just came alive after like 10 different tries. We tried so many different lyrics. We tried different like production. It was a lot of different steps.
Obviously every song you write, every song you produce, you think is going to be a number one song, a platinum song. But did you hear that song when you were producing it and writing it?
I mean, I never know, right? No one ever knows. But I think, oh my God, I really like this message and I can dance to it. So that's, if I can do both of those things, it's good.
And you love to dance, right?
I do. This video coming out from My Head and My Heart, it's all dance. It kind of takes you back to the early 2000s.
And you just teased it because it comes out tomorrow. And obviously the heartbeat throughout the whole tease part of it, it gets you going. Is there anything that you loved besides dancing that you can tell us?
No, I'm just kidding. No. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Nothing at all.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm like, imagine nothing. no, I love a lot of things. I love being in nature. I love to sing, obviously, dance, hang out with my family. I don't know. You know,
right? Was it crazy to make a video during this pandemic? Was it weird for you?
Yeah, it was weird. We had a crazy protocol. Everyone, my charger just fell in. Oh my God. we had to get tested, each of us, like 6 times. It was pretty nuts. Like no swab, prick, no swab up the brain, no swab just right here. Like it was like, it was like every kind of test possible. And then we had it. And it's actually shot in an old bank, this music video, which is so cool. There was vaults everywhere. And then it turned into a club, but then closed down because of the pandemic. And now we used it for the music video set.
Wow. Now, did you have a lot of influence, obviously, because of the song and you wrote the song? Is this exactly how you visioned it when you wrote the song? This would be what the video would be?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted it to be filled with dance. I wanted there to be a love interest. I wanted to tell the story a little, but I also wanted it to be really like fun, like in a club, like, because I feel like we all miss clubs. We miss dancing. We miss meeting a random person and saying, hey, what's your name? And then if it was me, I'd be like, my name's Veronica. Like, I would like joke. I'm an interior designer. Like, I would like, you know what I mean?
I love that. I love that. Make up your story, tell. Make your story up right then, right?
Yeah, you know, well, I couldn't go out with this haircut, but.
That's true. That's true. They might recognize you with the haircut. So we've got to talk, obviously, the song My Head, My Heart. It's been so fun. It's so, I think right now during this crazy pandemic, it's another song that just lets people be entertained and kind of let loose and things like that. And that has to be exactly what you wanted when you're continuing to produce an album like Heaven and Hell also. It's just so much fun for people to listen to from start to end, right?
Thank you. I look so annoyed in that photo, which I love because like Heaven, it's so funny. It's funny because, oh yeah, she's upside down. So she basically, she's just really confused between Heaven and Hell, you know, sure. That's why I chose that photo.
The real question is, did you come up with the ideas of blue and, I don't even know if you can see that.
Blue now. And orange?
The blue, yeah, the blue and orange. It's incredible.
Those are
I've never seen that
colors.
Before.
They're my favorite colors. Thank you. Okay.
So it was a must then for you, right?
Oh yeah, I dyed my hair orange. I dyed my hair orange this past summer and then I decided to make that the theme, but then also my favorite color is blue. So I'm like, hey guys, oh wait, I'm literally wearing orange and blue right now. Orange and blue.
Does it take forever to get the orange out of the hair?
It did. It took a few months. It started getting light pink and I'm like, oh, I don't know about this.
Couldn't you have just done like a wig instead?
No, I like to actually dye my hair.
There you go. Okay. I don't know. This, to me, I love, first of all, the vinyl. But the only thing, I'm a little disappointed, the new single is not on here.
You know, it's...
I caught that.
There's going to be a deluxe. It will be.
Okay, good. So the deluxe will be colored too?
Oh my gosh, of course.
All right, good. That's all that matters.
You're so funny.
So before you go, I have some hot questions to ask you. Are you good with that?
Hot? What about cold?
They're not hot. Okay, we can do cold too.
I'm kidding.
First thing that comes to your mind, you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. What is Ava Max's favorite junk food? We want to know.
Nutella out of a jar.
Oh, a spoon. You use a spoon or you just?
Spoon.
Okay. Oh, just, not spoon. I mean, it's your Nutella. You could use your finger.
It gets too busy with it messed up with the nail.
Last thing you do before you go to bed.
Get on TikTok and watch some funny videos to make me laugh, usually of babies.
Do you have a favorite TikTok trend right now?
No, I just like the funny baby videos or like the ones where like they're just like trying like spicy food and like, I don't know, like, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Coffee and cookies and cream. I can't, it's a tie. It's a
like
tie.
Like toffee? Isn't toffee pretty? Oh, coffee. Okay.
See, coffee, ice cream.
So these are two things for me. Now I'm going to have coffee with honey, and now I'm going to have coffee ice cream. Never had either one.
So good. Try McConnell's coffee ice cream. Okay, I'm done talking.
All right, dogs or cats? What's Ava Max like?
Dogs.
Okay. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, this is a tough one. When guys wear flip-flops in a mall.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say when guys wear flip-flops with socks.
Oh, that too, but in a mall, like flip-flops in a mall, like I don't want to see your toes while I'm shopping for like purses or shirts, like or hats. Like I don't want to see your toes.
Only at the beach. Only when we're in Miami.
Only at the beach is fine, or like if you're like chilling at home, but like at the mall, I don't want to see them. Put some chucks on or something.
I think I know this answer. Next one. What app do you use the most?
Instagram.
Love it. What time does Ava Max set her alarm for?
It's so different every day. Like for instance, today it was 7 a.m. Okay. Yesterday it was 9:30 a.m. And then the day before it was noon.
You have to set multiple alarms, by the way. Like if you're waking up at 7, do you have to have like 4 that say like 7:02, 7:04, 7:06?
Oh, no, I do 6:59, 7, 7:01, 7:02. Exactly, I guess. Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah, you have to. It's a must. All right, two more questions. Who's Ava Max's best friend?
Tasha Serna.
Love it. Love it. All right. Have you ever wanted to marry somebody named Max so they could be Max Max?
I would literally cry and never get out of the house if that was the case.
I love it. Ava Max, thank you so much. Congratulations again. New single, My Head, My Heart. Obviously, if you haven't picked up the album, Heaven and Hell, your debut album, we love it. Thank you so much for taking the time, and we're excited.
Thank you for having me. We'll see each other in person soon.
Yes, very soon. Thank you guys so much for checking out this Ava Max interview. Now, it would mean so much to us if you would like, subscribe, even leave a comment, because we're going to give away an Ava Max autograph vinyl, and it could be yours. Very easy. Just like, subscribe, leave a comment, and we'll pull a random winner, and hopefully it will be you. AJR and Luna, we're going to be talking to them very soon, so make sure you check out this channel. Thanks so much, guys.